I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
Okay, and we are back again, and I know it's taken incredibly way too long to put out a podcast, but here it is. Live with it. This is free, I'm a slacker, and this is it. I bring you today the Crossroads 7, and here it is, my horrible coverage of such things. First of all, let's go ahead and do what I do best and mull over exactly what I've been doing. Sorry, cold and flu's been going. I do not have COVID. Sorry, I'm not out of here yet. Let's see. I've been painting a lot, so that's been cool. Things have been going pretty good. Picked up a Pandora crew. I picked up another Pandora crew. The one of them is the translucent Pandora crew, and I picked up the Halloween special edition Pandora crew, the Halloween one, and so that one's pretty cool, and that's the one I'm going with now. That's pretty cool. Let's see, played a game with my granddaughter. We played a small little make no sense pig battle at a carnival. She enjoyed herself, and you can check out that on Facebook feed that I have going on. And other than that, just trying to stay alive. Election went on and still going on and still going on and still going on, and well, that's about it. So let's go over the Crossroads 7. These guys are pretty cool. Picked them up back in M2E because I thought they were pretty sweet. Before they made a pretty straightforward 50 Soulstone crew. Now they don't. No matter which way you shake them, if you just do the seven guys, you're going to get a crew that gives you 8 points left over. And any one of them can lead your crew, which is pretty cool. Because they're all henchmen, so you don't have to actually have Wrath leading them if you don't want. And based on how you lead them, is gives you the choices of upgrades you can pick. And also, what effigy, which will be in your crew. So, well, have fun buying all the effigies. Simple as that. But pretty much, we're going to start with the good old-fashioned way of having Wrath be the crew leader for today for that purposes. I'm not going to use Wrath. I thought about redoing my Crossroads 7 and making band member type things, because I have the Victorias, the Easter Bunny ones, and I'm going to put Bearhead in one of them and put them on a 40mm base and make them up like the Bunny the Bear. And I was thinking about just doing all my guys' bands that I listen to, like my guild, used the Jury and use her as the singer for Avatar and stuff like that. But anyway, pipe dream I say. So let's go ahead and start with Wrath. So pretty much let's go ahead and start with these things. They are pretty cool. Thematic to the fact that every one of them costs freaking 7 points. So it's Crossroads 7, 7 Deadly Sins. There we go. Each one of them are versatile. Henchmen. Living. Some of them are constructs. Some of them aren't. Let's see. All of them will have the resonance ability. And that will go through. And we'll read that in a second here. All of them have a cool little trigger based on their sin and stuff like that. And we'll go ahead and start with Wrath. 7 soul stones for the 5 movement, 5 willpower. 5 defense, 5 willpower. 6 movement, size 2. This guy is Neverborn. He is terrifying 11. His resonance says, at the start of your model's activation, if there's another friendly Crossroads model within 6 inch aura, this model gains focus plus 1. Gotta keep track of all this. This crew plays a lot different because of this, and I think it's a lot meaner than what it was in the past. Wrath here has anger issues, kind of like Brad Pitt, and then at 7, you can see a lot of people are just screaming, "What's in the box?" But anyway, after an enemy model within 6-inch aura suffers damage as a friendly model with an attack action, the enemy model gains a sin token. Get the tokens ready. Now he's got consumed by Wrath. When an enemy model within 6 inches declares an attack action targeting a friendly model with this model may discard a sin token from the enemy model to choose a model in line of sight and range of the attacking model other than the attacking model to be the new target of the action, ignoring targeting restrictions. A little bit tricksy, not bad. Attack actions, he's got Ethereal Claws. Range of 1, stat 6. This model may discard a sin token from the target. To have this model's actions receive a plus to the duel. Target suffers 2, 4, 5 damage, and this model heals 1. With the ram, it's got puncture, and basically adding a flip each ram, maximum 2. He also has Bring It, and this allows target to move a plus 2 towards the model. Sorry. Then the target must make a walk action, take an attack action, that cannot declare any triggers targeting this model if able. Any damage flips from this generated action suffer a negative. And when you have a crow in there, you're going to send Spiral. Target gains a sin token, then this model heals 1. So it's lots of sin tokens going around. Tactical actions. Destructive performance is a range 3 pulse. Once per activation, enemy models within range with 1 or more sin tokens must each discard a sin token and suffer 3 damage. If you got a tome in there, the beat goes on. You would discard a card, another friendly Crossroads 7 model. In this model's line of sight, may take the destructive performance action. So it's basically kind of like the show off of, you know, the dangerous bands going on or dueling banjo type thing. This guy here has Violent Ghost as a free action. Enemy models within range, which is a 3 pulse, must each pass a target number 13 willpower duel or suffer 2, 3, 4 damage, which suffers a negative flip. Not too shabby for 7, but essentially free because he's your leader. And because in this instance, if Wrath is your leader, you're going to get the mysterious effigy, which I am not going to go through all the effigies. We'll do that when I go through puppets pretty soon. So, you want to hear about puppets? Listen up for the Cloudy Not Cloudy episode. Next up we have Envy. This big guy, he's not a walking organ with Gatling guns. He's a 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 3. Armor, plus 2. He's got resonance. At the start of his mouse activation, if there's another friendly Crossroads 7 model within 6, it gains focus, plus 1. Pipes of Envy. After an enemy model within 6 aura gains fast focus or shield, it gains a sin token. Now, This guy's consumed by envy. When this enemy model within 6 inches would gain a condition, this model may discard a scent token from the enemy to gain that condition instead of the enemy model. Envy. Now this big old tarantula type thing with Gatling guns has stomp. It'll doing 2, 3, 4 damage with finisher with a ram. When resolving, the target suffers +1 damage for each condition on it to maximum of +2. And like I said before, it's got Gatling guns on it, which is a 12 range, 5 stat with a plus, doing 2, 4, 6 damage. It can prey on nothingness, and that is a trigger with a gram. When resolving, this model may end the condition on the target. If it does so, the target suffers +1 damage. And it also has the Sin Spiral, which allows you to target gains a Sin token, then you heal one. Destructive performance. We're not done. This is a whole greedy band. Everyone wants to be the lead person. They don't get along very well, but they play some magical music. It's kind of like Slipknot from LFO here. So you can discard a Sin token. Suffers 3 damage, the beat goes on, discard a card, another friendly Crossroads 7 within this model's line of sight may take the destructive performance action. So, yeah, the beat goes on and on. And the sinister organ music, discard a card, target gains focus. Can't beat that. Next up we have Gluttony. And a sad little voodoo bayou bongo drum witch doctor seven up voodoo drinking, I don't know. Pretty much the same stats, going at 5, 5, 6, 2, manipulative, this guy is. He's got the resonance, so we know that's the same thing as everyone else, but he's got hunger pains. After an enemy model within 6 takes the interact action or drops an enemy scheme marker, they gain a sick Sin token. And he's got consumed by gluttony. When an enemy model within 6 would drop a scheme marker, this model may discard a Sin token from the enemy model to instead drop a friendly scheme marker within 1 inch of the model. So, yeah, you're going to take, you're going to get a Sin token, you drop an enemy scheme marker, you're going to remove the Sin token, now it's going to be my Sin token, my scheme marker. Gluttony man. Ha ha ha. Anyway, he's got bite. Yeah, he's going to bite you. Doing 2, 3, 4 damage with range of 0. Stat built in with a crow. Tear off a bite. This model heals 2. Kind of like what the pigs do. Yeah, pretty much exactly. It's got the ram trigger and everything. Severe injury with a crow that's built in. Models damaged by this action gain injured +1 for each crow in the final duel to maximum of 2. He's got maddening drums. Choose a marker within 6 inches in line of fire of the target. Push the target into base contact with the chosen marker. Then remove all markers in the base contact with the target. Then the target suffers 2 damage for every marker removed in this way to maximum 4 damage. Sin Spiral. Target gains Sin token. This is a crow trigger. Then this model heals 1. He's got the destructive performance. We all know what that does by now, right? Enemy models within range with 1 more Sin token. And this is once per activation. So if they get this whole, if they get a big old band going on, they're doing a lot of, they can do a lot of damage. I mean, sure, it's only 3, but they're like boom, boom, doing it. And the beat goes on. And Grim Feast. There we are again. But this one's remove target corpse marker. This model heals 1, 2, and 4. Next up we have Greed. This is the guild's version of Ascend. She is a guitar player. And I said Greed, not Creed. Five defense, 5 willpower, 6 movement, size 2, manipulative, resonance, defense with a ram. Give it to me. The attacking model must either discard a soulstone or suffer 2 damage and gain a Sin token. says defense trigger. Bam, bam. Consumed by greed. With an enemy model within 6 inches would use a soul stone. This model may discard a scent token from the enemy to ignore the soul stone use and instead add 1 soul stone to this crew soul stone pool. So, yeah, that's a little bit something different we haven't seen before. And she's got Take What Is Mine. After an enemy model within 6 inches uses a soul stone, that model gains a sin token. Yep. Not bad. Now, Guitar Bash is her attack, doing 2-3-3 damage, and you get a sin token when you're done. Critical Strike with Ram. Stunning Strike with a Crow. Unchecked Avarice. Target suffers damage equal to the number of enemy models within 3 inches of itself. If the target can use soul stones, it must either discard a soul stone or gain a sin token. With a Ram, Take It All. This trigger can only be declared if target is an enemy model with 1 or more attached upgrades. The target may discard 1 of his attached upgrades. If it does not, it suffers 2-3-4 damage and has injured plus 2. With the Crow, Sin Spiral. Target gains the sin token, and this one heals 1. Destructive performance again. And the beat goes on, as you know. And Frantic Search. You're going to remove a target corpse marker. Discard the top card of this model's fate deck. If the discarded card was a Ram or a Tome, add 1 to this soul stone. Add 1 soul stone to this crew soul stone pool. Not bad. Next up, we only got 2 left. And so I'm going to say Pride, because I don't like this next guy, but he is what he is. We have Sloth. Is the next one. Sloth. Oh, actually, we got 2 left. I totally skipped Lust. But, okay, we'll do Sloth still. Nevertheless, this is the Resurrectionist. He's manipulative. He's got resonance. And we know what that is. He's got himself a Crossroads 7 model with a 6-inch aura. He gains focus. He's hard to wound. So that's nice. That's a new one coming in by 1. He's consumed by Sloth. Enemy models within 6 inches, if they would heal, this model may discard a Sin token from enemy model to instead allow a friendly model within 6 to heal the same amount. Drawing this thing out. After enemy model within 6 inches heals, it gains a Sin token. So yeah, it's like bored to death. 2-3-4 damage, and you gain slow. And he's got, if you get to a Tome in there, he's saying, get it, lie down, take a nap, discard a card, this model gain shielded, plus 3 to end of activation. Main with the Crow. Target discards card. Rigor Mortis. Target gains slow. If the target is a friendly undead model, it instead gains fast. So we're like, oh, well, we'll get to that thing too. Sin Spiral. Alright. Destructive performance, we know that is, and Resting in the Blues. Other friendly models only. Target gains slow and heals 3. Next up, we have Pride, which looks like Rob Zombie a little bit. I think so. This is your Outcast. He's manipulative, resonance, wounded ego with a, that's his defense. His defense, whatchamacallit. Trigger, which is a Ram. The attacking model must either discard a card or suffer 2 damage. I mean, I'm still going to take it, but this is going to happen. Consumed by Pride, when an enemy model within 6 inches would cheat Fate, this model may discard a Sin token from the model. To have the cheated card be discarded instead of the cheated, the enemy model cannot cheat Fate again during the duel. He's got Bursting with Pride. After an enemy model within 6 inches cheats Fate, the model gains a Sin token. So like I said, a lot of freaking Sin tokens. It's probably best if you get literal tokens and you spray paint them in the color of the factions. So they can be the same colors of the Sins. I think that's what I'm going to do. He's got Guitar Bash. No one has a cool little guitar riff that shoots out magical stuff out of the guitar. And everyone's got to smash you with the guitar. It does 2-3-3 damage and you gain a Sin token. Critical Strike with a Ram. And you're going to get a confusing feeling with a mask once you'll get distracted. And yeah, you know what? This song's all about you. 8 inches. Stat 6. Defend Willpower. Target may discard up to 2 cards for each card that... for each card the target does not discard, it suffers 1 irreducible damage and gains distracted 1. Sin Spiral again. Onikrill. Destructive performance, and the beat goes on. And he's pride, of course, this mofo is going to have a solo. 6. Aura into the end of phase. Friendly models within range always cheat fate. After enemy models in opposing duels. During an opposed duel. If both models benefit from this effect, both effects are ignored. Yeah, pride. Pride! And last but not least, we have Lust. This is your little freaking 10 Thunder banjo player. Manipulative resonance. Flirtatious wink. After an enemy model within 6 inches draws... card, an enemy model gains a Sin token. Consumed by Lust. When enemy model within 6 inches withdraw a card during its activation, this model may discard a Sin token from the enemy models to draw that number of cards instead of the enemy model. Oh, she's not going to smack you with the violin. That is good. But she goes, now kiss. Enemy only. Place the target in base contact with another enemy model within 6 inches, line of sight of it. Both models must each pass target number 12 willpower duel or gain distracted 1. With a tome, love hurts. When resolving, the target suffers 2 damage. Seduction. Target ends its focus condition, if any, then gains distracted 1. Love hurts again. Same thing, Sin Spiral. Lavicious Music. Enemy only. It's free action too. Target reveals the top 3 cards of its fate deck. Choose one, then discards the rest. The target draws the chosen card and must discard a random different card. Ooh, okay. With a Crow, enemy only, choose another enemy model in the target's line of sight, then choose the model, gain distracted 1. Destructive performance. We know what happens there, and the beat goes on. A little bit weaker than the other ones, but still fun nevertheless. Now, with the Crossroads 7s, not only did I say that you can go ahead and you'll get the effigy, no matter what Crossroads 7 that you pick for your leader, you get the effigy of the thing, but you have 8 points left. 8 points for upgrades, but also that, 8 points for hires. So based on what scheme you pick, you can go through and pick up points to fill out your list with other things on there. And just looking at what you can get, like if you want to spend all your soul stones, I mean, you can get Bellalissa, looking at Serena Bowman, Doppelganger, Tuco Ortega, Maurice. one thing I thought funny too, you go here, discard this, you go, let's see, I know with if you want to go with Pride as your leader, you get the Hodgepodge as your dude. And you don't even have to have the 7. You don't even have to have the 7. You can get really weird with it too, I think. I don't think you have to have the whole 7. But let's see. Prospector, Valens, Midnight. You can bring Midnight Stalker in there. I think Sue's out of your range. But look at this. We go through our filter thing. And we're going to say, well, we don't want Lust in there. We go back to your hires. And let's see. We got. Oh, look, we got Sue out of keyword, but bam. Now Sue's in our group. He's, you know, Alice is like, so you can, like, you can leave out members of a Crossroads 7. You don't have to have out of the Crossroads 7, but it does benefit you from doing it. But it gives you some type of play. I mean, it's pretty cool the way you did it. So you're not, I don't know, it's just pretty cool idea. You got the 7, and you want to play all 7. It's pretty cool. You kept some play with it and stuff, and like I said, whatever who your leader is, you can pick out extra stuff from that faction, and you get the upgrades from it and stuff, and I just think it's an all-in-all neat little group, and like I said, I think it's a little bit more meaner from the last edition, with a little bit more play that you can have, and a lot of more coherent ability. Looking forward to playing it. Oh, and in my game against my pig thing, I guess my granddaughter did beat me. And, yeah, and maybe next time we talk, we'll figure out who the hell the president is of the United States. And, yeah, keep an eye out for the next podcast. We'll talk a little bit more. Probably go over a little bit of HeroClix and my fascination with the last Spider-Man set and how much I needed everything. Symbiote. Simple as that. And thanks for listening. Sorry I'm taking so long with everything and trying to figure this out still. And thank you for patience. And, yeah, thank you. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.